I've noticed something about God. He just don't bless one or two. God blesses all. And I'm thankful that He's my God this morning. If He's not your God, He can be by His Son. For Jesus said, He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by Me, is what Jesus said. If you bypass Christ, hell will be your home. For God's Son paid your price and my price at Calvary. Therefore, I'm glad that we're saved by grace through faith. If you have a Bible with you today, if you'd turn with us, we'll be brief in what we do today in John chapter number 6. This has been pressing upon my heart now about 3 weeks, and I feel liberty from the Lord to present this thought to the church this morning. John's Gospel, chapter number 6. It's a joy to have the Rochesters back with us today. As I was thinking, they've been such a blessing and a help to our church. And we're grateful that this family's been able to come today to minister to us in song and spirit. I want to say this to their family. I know you often wonder, are you making any impact or any difference? My church family here know that Brother LaVon Boatner is my preacher. I seen a video last night late of him, and he was here in 2000. Brother David, you led the singing. You called on Sister Bonnie. She sung a song. Brother Tim, you got up and led the choir before the additions were put on. And my pastor preached on yoke to the master. I'm going to put it on a screen one Sunday night, and I'm going to play that service to the church. I sent it to one of my preacher friends, and he said this: the help that he provided to the churches are struggling today because of the lack of that type of ministry traveling our country. I want to say to the Rochester family today, you've touched many lives. You've strengthened our church. And I thank you for giving your days to the Lord. A lot of you may think it's easy and fun to live out of a suitcase, but it's not. And I appreciate their sacrifices to the Lord. John 6 this morning. I have one thought at the end of the passage, but I would like to read the whole passage of Scripture in John chapter number 6, a very familiar passage. The Bible said that after these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed Him because they saw His miracles, which He did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there He sat with His disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up His eyes. You know, even though Jesus went on a mountain, as He lifted up His eyes, Jesus kept Himself in a lowly place. It'd do us all good to realize that there's one to look unto today, and that's God the Father. We must stay in that lowly place where we can look up. But thank God I got somebody I can look up to this morning. The Bible said, He lifted his eyes and saw a great company come to him. He saith unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon, Peter's brother, said unto him, there's a lad here, which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed the disciples and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise the fishes as much as they would when they were filled. He said unto his disciples, this is what I want to preach out of this morning. Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of truth, that the prophet that should come into the world. Thank you for standing and honoring the reading of the Word of God this morning. Father, we love you. We thank you for our time together today. We thank you for the soberness in the house of God that, Lord, no doubt how you spoke to many hearts today through that of your song, your spirit. Now, Lord, I pray that you'd take the Word of God and you'd help me to be a blessing with it today. And Spirit of God, I pray in these last days you would teach me to exalt the Son of God. Help us in our lives, in our homes, in our country today. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask you, amen and amen. I'm interested today in verse number 12. Of John 6, where Jesus had fed the 5,000. Matter of fact, it seemed like a great dilemma had taken place. I want to ask you, has there ever been anything that took you by surprise in life? It may be that of health. I wonder, one day you were doing good and all of a sudden you realize that something has taken place in your life and you look around and you don't find enough to handle it. That's the way Philip perceived this complexing situation. You see, Jesus allows things to come in our life that they press upon us and they prove to be bigger than who we are and what we are. And so here Jesus said, well, I want to ask you something. What have you got here? And he said, well, there's a little lad here. Said he's got a little bag in his hand, just maybe 5 loaves and 2 fishes, but what are they for so many? He said, Lord, there's 5,000 people standing here. How are we going to supply this need? I wonder, has God ever brought things in your life and you didn't have enough you thought to see about it? I want to say that in the reading of this story, as Jesus multiplies this little boy's lunch, we're all familiar with that. He says something to the disciples. Matter of fact, the mentality of the disciples, it's a lot different than Jesus. Philip had simply said, Lord, there's not enough here that everybody could just take a little. I want to say, Jesus is not interested in you getting a little. Jesus wants you to fill your cup up this morning. You see, religion will just give you a little, but Jesus will give you more than enough today. And so therefore, when Jesus put His hands on it and blessed it, I've noticed when we bring that to the Lord, and if He can just get His hands on it, that He can supply all of our needs according to His riches and glory. You say, well, man of God, it seemed that I ain't got enough to handle my situation. If you can let Jesus get His hands on it, He can be more than enough this morning. Our problem is we want to keep our hands on it. He said, first of all, everybody sit down. You see, that's one of our biggest situations. We want to handle everything ourselves. But what I've noticed, when everybody sits down, then Jesus begins to rise. And I'm glad when everybody's sitting, Jesus looks the biggest. Therefore, Jesus spoke to these disciples when that 5,000 was fed, and He said something to them that sort of amazed a lot of the readers of John 6. He told them, He said, I want you to gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Now, I want to preach on this simple subject this morning, on gathering up the fragments that remain. Gathering up the fragments that remain. I want to say that if you think that you're going to have a perfect life with God and there's never going to be any heartaches, there's never going to be any devastating things happen to you, and you're going to serve the Lord and shine the brightest and do big things, I'm going to tell you, you're going to strike out early in ministry. When any person thinks that they've got it all together and they're going to do it without Jesus, you're going to strike out soon. And so here, Jesus told them this word. He said, I simply want you to gather up the fragments that remain. And I want to give you the thoughts about this morning. First of all, in verse number 12, you'll notice there was a word involved. For the Bible simply said that when they were filled, He said unto His disciples, can I tell you that His Word means everything today? Thank God for the words of the brethren and the words of those that have went before us. But there are no words like His words this morning. There's nobody ever been able to say like He says. There's nobody ever been able to do the way that He does. And can I tell you, whatever He says, if you'll just do it, things will work out a whole lot better. You see, there was a word involved. He said unto His disciples. But then there's a work involved. He said, I want you to gather up the fragment. There's a work to do. Now, let me ask you something. When a crisis hits you in your life, are you just going to throw your hands down and say that I'm done and I'm not going to do that anymore? If somebody misuses you and they hurt you, are you just going to throw your hands down? Can I tell you, there's work involved going on for Jesus. This flesh wants to lay down. This flesh don't want to go on. But honey, I'm glad there's somebody that lives in us this morning that will allow us a work to go on and gather up that which remains. I want to say to the church today, I know this world's crazy, but honey, this world ain't got crazy overnight. This world's been crazy a long time. What a great day for the church of the living God to gather that up which Jesus has left and go on for the glory of God. What a great day to gather up the fragments. I've noticed that there's a word involved. I notice it's a work involved. It has to do with gathering up, with picking up. This word fragment simply means pieces. Oh, I'm glad that I've lived around people that they've gathered up the pieces that was left. You know, I'd ask you today, and I'd make this common statement in the sanctuary, Is anybody's home perfect? Is anybody's life perfect? And Jesus takes the things that have been broken, and Jesus wants up to gather up the things that are left. Young person, you may be in trouble this morning. The devil will tell you there is nothing left for you to do in life. That's what the devil does. He loves to put a spirit of doom and doubt upon us. When I fail God, the devil will say, well, you're done. You ought to go home and quit doing what you're doing. But I'm glad there's a God that will allow us to gather up the things, the broken pieces of life, the broken homes, the broken hearts, the broken trust, the broken opportunities. There's a God interested in what's left this morning. And nobody else wanted it because they left it. He said, I want y'all to go gather out, and you'll be surprised what you find when you go to gathering. And there was 5,000. He had made them sit down. So you take and you think about 5,000 people as Jesus simply broke them 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and they went out and distributed to them. And every person, they ate all that they wanted to eat. That's just like God. You ain't got to leave hungry this morning. God's got everything that we need in our life. He said, now this. He said, let me tell you something. He said, the dinner on the ground ain't over with. He said, I want you to go and gather up that which remains. You say, Brother Ken, it don't look like to be much is left. You know, the devil showed me a lot in my life. Matter of fact, many of you will never know how low that I've been spiritually the last 2 or 3 years where the devil's had me pushed over in Dixon Road all by myself. Flat on my back, couldn't do anything. The devil will magnify your mistakes. The devil will magnify how bad that things are. But I sure am glad that the Holy Spirit will glorify the Son of God. And when you start looking at Him, you'll go to realize that things are better than they've ever been. Thank God I've got somebody that lives in me this morning. Now, you'll notice a lot of folks don't want what Jesus wants us to gather. They left it. I want to ask you, has there ever been any families that's left you? Has there ever been any friends that has left you? Well, I want to tell you something. Jesus is interested in gathering up those things that nobody else wants. Those broken pieces. You know, young people, I want to say this and I want to preach it loud. Failure is not final. Let's say that you get out and sin and you make a mistake, and there's a lot of folks that throw you under the bus and run over with you. But Jesus told me in my Bible, ye that are without sin, cast the first stone. The Bible also tells me, be sure your sin will find you out. Young people, if you're playing with sin, sin's going to tell on you one day. Then after we sin, the devil says, there's no hope for you. Nobody else wants you. And I'll be honest with you, this world really don't want you. This world's crazy. Once this world will get out of you what they want, they're done with you. But aren't you glad Jesus wants what's left? I want to ask you something. Why didn't this crowd pick some up, put it in their pocket for the journey? They gathered, the Bible said in the parallel Gospels, 12 baskets full. So Jesus said, I want you to gather up that which remains. I want to ask you today, it may seem like there's not much left around you, but it's more than you think when you really look around. You see, there's a word involved. There's a work involved. But I want to say in verse 12, there's also a weight involved. You know, you can only get now what others don't want. A weight involved. Now, before the feeding of the 5,000, these disciples would not have in their baskets what they've got now. You know why? Because there was a weight involved. There's some things that had to happen before they gathered it up. And I want to tell you this morning, there's been some things happen in my life that sure are better because I've waited now that the days have got brighter. And this morning in this text, he says, gather up the fragments that remain. There's the word involved, the work involved, the weight involved. But notice there's a waste involved, that nothing be lost. Jesus wants us to be frugal. Nothing be lost. Mom and daddies, maybe you're here today with a broken home, broken heart. Young people, maybe you've made mistakes. And you realize their mistakes, you know, it'd be a good morning to gather up that which remains. You say, well, why do you say that? And older people, I want to say something today. Where's Olivia at? And where's Olivia at this morning? Olivia, come here just a minute. And I want you to come. Matter of fact, I want this whole row of girls to come to me this morning. Chloe, I want all y'all to step out here. All the way down, I want you to come here. I want you to line up behind Libby just a minute. I want you to think about this sermon. I want to use this as an illustration. Now, I want you to hold hands together right here and look back. Libby, I want you to hold my hand. I want you to think about something. We're fixing to go right over yonder to that speaker, and we're going to turn around and we're going to come back. Now, Mom, Dad, this is what I want to tell you this morning. Jesus said, gather up. You know why me and my wife ain't pulled the towel in nearly 40 years? Because there's somebody coming along behind me, banking on me to gather up, to lead somebody down toward the other side. It's easy to throw it in. It's easy to say, I quit. But thank God for somebody that'll reach around and gather up to help somebody else that's coming along behind us. Y'all be seated this morning. How many of you have had things happen in your life and it seemed like there was nothing left to gather up? Well, I want to say this. I really think about this. I think the crowd left. And Jesus looked out there and said, now y'all, go gather what's left. See, you're not going to find much in the crowds of this world. They were just following Him for their miracles that He could do. They didn't really love Him. They just wanted what they could get out of Him. But Jesus turned at His 12 and He said to y'all, see what everybody else has left. That don't mean nothing to nobody else. I want y'all to go pick it up. And I want you to go on with it. And I want to say this morning, I'm glad it's been people in my life, Brother Mike, Brother David, Brother Tim, I'm sure glad it's some people in my life that seemed like when a disaster happened, that they reached down and picked things up, gathered it in the basket of their heart, and just kept on serving the Lord. Church family, I mean this with all my heart and all the guts in me this morning. I'm enjoying preaching at Liberty Baptist Church more than any years of my ministry at this place. But if it's anything that I've seen people when disaster happens, they get mad and go home, or they just sit down and quit. There's no time to sit down and quit. It's no time to look at anybody else's children and say, well, mine wouldn't do that. I tell you what I've learned through a lot of years serving the Lord. You better not say it won't happen to me. You better not say not mine, because it'll be yours for long, honey. So that ought to make us all recognize to have compassion one to another and help folks put things back together again. Thank God for a church when people come to altar and pray, others will come. May we never stop that at Liberty Baptist Church. God's been good to us. Brother Scott, y'all come this morning. You know, Mom and Daddy's, a lot of y'all say, well, there's nothing left, preacher. You may be surprised what's left that other folks don't want. Young people, I want to tell you, this world may not want you now that you're in trouble, but Jesus wants you. Jesus is very much interested in you this morning. There's a waste involved, that nothing be lost. You know, that lets me know that if I've made a mess of it this far, I've got responsibility to do with what I'm going to do with the rest of it. I looked around as they're singing this morning. These people travel the country and they know I'm fixing to say the truth. You can look around at us and the big highfalutin Baptists don't want nothing to do with us. That's sad, but I'm glad. Because I'm glad Jesus wants something to do with us. I look all around the buildings, broken lives. Then I look all around the building at those that have picked things up and put in a basket, and they're simply going on trusting what the Lord said, gathered up. The fragments that remain. There's some of the roughest men in this building that's ever been in Carroll County this morning. God saved you. Aren't you glad that there's a God that after we've made a mess out of it, He will let us gather the things that remain that nobody else wants and use them for His honor and His glory and our benefit. This morning I want to open the altars in this church. You may be here this morning and you're struggling with life. You're struggling with something that happened back yonder that it seemed like a disaster happened. Now there's just broken pieces. There's fragments of you left. Won't you ask God by grace this morning to let you gather up that nobody else wants? Go for the glory of God. Would you come this morning?